Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. A new advocacy group is launched in Australia ahead of the federal election, with the aim of amplifying the voice of Muslim Australians in politics. The grassroots group, Muslim Votes Matter, formed earlier this year and has now officially launched its campaign in Melbourne with the aim of winning seats at the next federal election. The group has expressed support for former Labor Senator Fatima Payman, who quit the party after she crossed the floor to vote with the Greens on a motion to officially recognise a Palestinian state. Dr. Bushra Othman, one of the party's members, says being involved with the group is about educating voters from the Muslim community.
And I think if a lot more people are involved and aware of, you know, who their constituents are, what roles we have as community members and how to be able to reach government and raise issues that are important to us, such as what's happening in Gaza at the moment, I think if enough people hopefully speak out, then yes, we can bring about change.
The United Nations has started its polio vaccination campaign in Gaza with the goal to vaccinate 640,000 children. Hamas and Israel agreed to brief pauses in the fighting to allow for health workers to carry out the campaign. It comes after the first case of polio in the Gaza Strip in 25 years, which resulted in partial paralysis of an infant. The United Nations says the first day of the campaign saw over 72,000 children receive their first dose of the vaccine, with a second dose needed after 4 weeks. Spokesperson Louise Wateridge says the pauses will need to be respected if the campaign is to succeed.
So far, everything is going to plan. The children are arriving, the families are here, the vaccinations are going well. We have the vaccinations in individual cool boxes to sustain the heat of the day. It seems calm and quiet in the Gaza Strip so far. The humanitarian pause is so far lasting, which is what we need to implement this vaccine campaign. And we will see how things go over the coming days.
Price of Australian homes nationally have increased for the 19th month in a row, although the rate of growth has slowed down. Analysis from property data firm CoreLogic shows the median valued home is now worth $802,357, an increase from $798,207 in July. But the pace of growth in the real estate market is showing signs of slowing down. The quarterly increase of 1.3% in national home prices is now less than half the rate of growth in the same three-month period a year ago. The Greens says it will push for the creation of a new regulator to help enforce minimum standards for renters when it comes to rent increases, ventilation and heating. The party could potentially hold the balance of power in the event of a hung parliament at the next federal election. The Greens say their policy platform will include pushing for the creation of a so-called National Renters Protection Authority, which would have powers to investigate rental breaches, strip agents of their licences, and fine landlords and real estate agencies over rental breaches. The party says it envisions the authority would cost $200 million a year to run and would be staffed by 1,000 public servants across the country to investigate rental breaches, as well as offering advocacy, advice and education to renters. To the Paralympics, Australian rowers Nikki Ayers and Jed Alschwager have claimed the country's first ever gold medal in Paralympic rowing. The duo won Australia's first Paralympic gold in the PR3 mixed double sculls, with a win time of 7 minutes and 26 seconds against Great Britain. Australia's most successful day at the Paralympics so far, the country won 10 medals on day 4 of the event. I'm Biwa Kwan. This has been SBS News in Easy English.